The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday, 20th of November, 2017. And, of course, I have Ron McDonald with us. Good afternoon, Ron.
Good afternoon, John. How you doing today?
Fair to Midland, mostly good under dark skies here in Texas. I love the time change. We have somebody that you may be familiar with, Ron, had to do with that whole Bundy thing. He did a program on this network, Laurie Anderson, and is filling in for him, Tom Lacovara, Resurrect a Republic. Tom Lacovara, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, John?
Well, that's the question I should be asking you.
Well, I'm blessed to have another day in this crazy republic that we're trying to fight to reclaim. But I'm blessed for being here on the show, and I'd just like to thank you for everything along the way, the show, and coming back. And I'm almost there. I got 1 foot halfway in the federal halfway house. Ryan Bundy and I were both released within days of each other to federal halfway houses before my relocation. So here I am.
Yeah, here you are a year later. You had a very liberal federal judge, a liberal attorney.
I did.
And from what I understand, talking to you previous to the program today, that you are actually going to be relocating. But
yes,
you've got to provide the paperwork to prove who you are, that which the Fed stole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to do that for a little while. And you know, of course, I had to I took a plea because they kind of had me in a situation. I can't get into specific details only because I don't want to jeopardize the case in Nevada that's ongoing. However, I can tell the public that there is 100% irrefutable evidence that an FBI informant did in fact set me up. She was very close to the inner circle of the Bundys and was driving with Lavoie Finicum the day before what went on. So
well, as it usually stands with CIs or confidential informants, females, they generally pick the ones that are eye candy. Is that about fit the description of this one?
That's correct. And I came through Nevada when I was arrested in New Jersey. I went by the airplane all the way to Oklahoma, from Oklahoma to Nevada, from Nevada to Pahrump. And of all places, they put me right in with Ammon Bundy, and that was a blessing. I spent some time with Ammon there before being sent off to Oregon. I was denied my release, my pre-release, because I was an alleged threat to society without a violent crime ever on my record, without any brandishing or intimidation or threats or anything like that. First they denied me for being a threat to society. Then they denied me as being a flight risk. And, you know, I had tried asking, and they kind of shut me down. Is what basis do they have for that? At the time I was arrested, I was registered with the federal government as part of a congressional campaign. I was posting regular video content from the location that I was helping manage a horse ranch in Florida. I was meeting with constitutional sheriffs and campaigning for sheriffs.
Are you describing the voters in Louisiana that just voted for Roy Moore? Alabama. I keep saying Louisiana. Alabama. Smack me.
No, this was Florida at the time, but prior to this, apparently when I was under sealed indictment, you know, there's a picture of me standing right next to Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I did an interview with him when I was in Florida. I had to bring a neighbor to the sheriff's department. I mean, to say that I was some sort of flight risk was so absurd. Basically, they had me in solitary confinement for a long time. I really couldn't work on my own case or have my own legal team. I had a team of people out there that wanted to help me work on my case. But, you know, these things are denied to the American people. They're justified through the legal process. And, you know, I hear all the justifications, but then when I read the simple and plain language of the Constitution, my first hearing in front of the magistrate in Oregon, I said that I'm going pro se, and I'll accept the assistance of counsel. And the magistrate says to me, the guy looked like he was dusty, he says to me, we don't do any hybrid defenses here. And I said, but Judge, I'm not talking about a hybrid defense. I'm talking about the Constitution, not talking about my Miranda rights. I'm talking about my right to the assistance of counsel. That doesn't mean that I have to relinquish my control of defending myself to accept the assistance of counsel.
And by the way, Tom, that is a prudent thing to do because, Ron, I'm sure you'll agree with this, how most people get tripped up in a courtroom is by procedure.
Yes. Correct. Correct.
So I did want to have an attorney, a standby attorney, to advise me as to the procedures of the court. I had, a team out there. When I come back and do my own show, I have so many thank yous to so many people, and we already know who some of them are, including, you know, my Lori and Lori Anderson and Evelyn and all. I mean, I could go on a list of names of thank yous right now. Eric, who's on the network now on his own show. A lot of people were putting in a lot of time and a lot of effort to help me try and challenge the jurisdiction that they had me under. But my view of it was that I hadn't pulled myself quite far enough out quick enough to be able to make that a valid argument in court the way they had my case set up, so that I couldn't really get outside help inside.
Right.
And I was in solitary. Literally, I got to go to the law library when I was in the county jail twice for an hour, and there was no printer, and you have to handwrite everything, and they tell you, they give you access to these things, these tools, and say, here's your due process rights, but the access they give you is just, it's just window dressing.
Well, and they're handing you a lead pencil, and the point's been broken off, and they said, here you go, here's your writing instrument. I'm sorry, we don't have a pencil sharpener. And we are not going to allow you with a knife, by the way. Yeah, gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was the team that I had working on the outside were making extremely valid points, and I don't want to take away from their position, but they were on the outside while I was on the inside. It's so hard to be on the outside looking in, and it's so hard to be on the inside looking out, and that, I think, led me to... I really kind of felt like through adhesion contracts, I was under their jurisdiction, so I accepted responsibility for a Commerce Clause violation and being in possession of something that we're supposed to have, inalienable rights to do. I've never harmed anyone in my life. There was a period of time that Lyme disease drove me to such pain that I made some mistakes and I caught some stupid charges, and they were 15 years ago. And I, like I said, I've never robbed anybody. In fact, in the past 10 years, I've stopped two robberies and one assault against an elderly disabled woman. I've not ever demonstrated myself to be anything in the past 10 years but honorable.
Well,
and
Tom, I got to know you quite well. You were down here for I don't know how many months. You know, I've seen you at your best, and I've seen you at your worst. And the worst was caused by the stupid Lyme disease, of which they offered you some painkillers that weren't really any painkillers. And the only thing that they offered you was doxycycline, but I do understand now you're going to be able to ingest some colloidal silver and get on a more homeopathic route.
Yes, that was my, you know, my request when I was inside. They just don't do any homeopathic cures on the inside at all. And my Lori, you know, she's got native blood in her boy, and I tell you what, the tinctures that she puts together and walks out every morning and pulls my head back and drops of this and that down my throat, and it had me on my way back to being healthy. It took some time, but in Florida, I started to improve health wise, and my stay in the county jail here over 7 months, my health deteriorated so badly that was another factor in the decision process. You know, if I had to stay in and fight, I don't think that I would have lived, and I'm not exaggerating one bit. I don't think I would have lived to see the other end. So, you know, I made the decision I made. I talked with Ammon about it, and he told me to pray about it. You know, I did what I thought I had to do for my family and for my wife and for myself at the time. But, you know, that doesn't take away from, you know, what's going on there in Nevada right now, which is... I live by the notion that Cliven Bundy and that Bundy Ranch situation, I believe what they were doing. I believe in what they were doing. I believe in the stand that they took for the reasons that they took. And now evidence is coming to light that they never owed. This was just a media narrative. They owed millions of dollars, a government narrative that the media took off with. Millions of dollars. Now I think it's something like $8,000 that they could prove. I'm going to be posting, when I get an opportunity, to the RBN Facebook page, the photographs I know that many people have seen of the cattle graves. Many of those pictures were taken by myself. I went out there and met Ryan Bundy while he was excavating the cattle. I saw the bullet holes in these cattle. I saw the mass graves. That is not what the BLM was even ordered to do under the federal jurisdiction by the judge at the time. They far surpassed anything that they were supposed to do. And, and here we are. There are a couple people that are covering it out there. John Lamb and Kelly Stewart and a number of other people are out there with their cameras. Ryan Bundy, there's some videos that have just hit of him making a few statements. I, you know, I urge everybody to go to the Bundy Ranch Facebook page, check it out for yourself. Check the evidence out for yourself, because there were cameras that were hidden there long before the operation that it wasn't disclosed during the discovery process properly. There were snipers long before the militia arrived. The dogs were telling these folks that there was something wrong long before all of the help came. And that's just not America. That's not the America that my father, who was a judge himself, raised me to believe is the way we're supposed to be going. So I stand by our coverage. You know, I acted as a member of the media at both events, and I covered it the best that I could.
Well, I want to speak about that for a moment, because you went out there to do exactly that. Now, when you got out there, there was some activity going on that you felt that the Bundys should know about. And there was another talk show host that used to be on this network, but he was so out of control and over the top, he was only on this network for a couple of weeks.
I spoke to Ammon Bundy about that, and you know, I understand what you're saying, and we had butted heads a few times. We're both alpha male, and whatever the case may be. But there's one thing that I do have to say, and that there's a video of Ammon Bundy being tased and his aunt being thrown to the ground that was taken by that man. And had that video not been taken when and where it was, for whatever reason, I don't think
But the attitude, Tom, was of cause celeb. In other words, it was more centered on himself than it was what he was supposedly out there to present.
Well, I can, you know, that argument could be made.
So when you approached the Bundys with this, Tom, what were you told?
Well, it wasn't so much, that wasn't what had disturbed me. I'll get to what disturbed me was I saw a video one night that was very crude in nature. There was drinking going on. There was a signed auction of sex products that the liberals had sent into the ranch. And I think this is what you're talking about. And that went out over the waves and on YouTube. And a lot of the ranchers in that area are strict Christian, salt of the earth people, and they saw that, and that could be like, you know, a shock to their conscience, you know. And so at the time, what I thought, my perception was that there was they were trying to gain support from the local ranchers, and that was the absolute antithesis of publicity that would garner that support. And that was solidified when I went into Burns and I started to do interviews with shopkeepers and different private people there that didn't really want to go on the record, but they said that they had caught that video because everybody was really watching everything that was coming out of there, and it repulsed them. So that's where the problem originated that caused me some more problems. And what I think happened was that the individual that acted as an informant was not the person you're talking about. This was an individual that was associated with someone on the inside. It really had nothing to do with any journalist or any media out there. But I think that this person used that wedge to create division. And it did create a lot of turmoil. And I was working with Ryan Bundy at the time. Everybody has seen the Harney County Resource Center sign with the picture of Oregon in the blue background. Well, I designed that sign for Ryan Bundy. I was working with Ryan Bundy on getting the media message out and let me stop,
so I can put this in context for the audience. Is because what they had seen on their controlled media in this country was not good. And your purpose is to go out there, boots on the ground, talk to the Bundys, report back what was going on. And as you said, when you had a little downtime or off time, you were interviewing people, you were talking to everybody out there, and you were doing what I would classify as being an in-depth, kind of a white paper kind of in-depth deal. Because you already knew of the circumstance, you knew what was going on, so you had no fear in reporting what was really going on.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
And there's also a video on YouTube on the RTR Truth Media channel. I'll post it to the RBN Facebook page. Also, it says native artifacts desecrated by government. Well, I was given an area to work in to do media. And in the basement of that
Okay, hold on a second. I've got to take this break. You're in reference to Mal Heuer, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, hold on one second. Ron McDonald's with us, and fresh out of the can, Tom Lacovara. We'll be right back. Those are good words to speak out of the can.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take. Just about the time you think it's all right.
All righty, we're back from break here, talking with Tom Lacovara. Just been recently. How many days has it been since you've been released from the Fed halfway house? I'm sorry, jail.
Yeah, about a week.
About a week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it hasn't been long.
All right, so we were at the basement at Malheur, and you were going to say.
Yeah, there was a lot of artifacts. One of the memes that the mainstream media was pushing was that the Bundys were there desecrating artifacts, and I was very concerned. You know that. My wife is Native American, and I even though I'm libertarian or conservative-ish, I have a big heart for, you know, some Native American causes because of the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution and treaties, and, you know, I could go on and on. But anyway, I found these, you know, artifacts in the basement in dusty, dirty, rat-infested boxes that was next to a hot water heater that I don't know how old this thing was, but it wasn't in great shape. Lavoie came down and he took a look at it. We did a video, and he basically looked into the camera and said, "Paiute people, please come out here and see this for yourself, and please protect your own heritage." You know, he was all but begging them to come and be a part of assuring that their artifacts weren't being desecrated. And we're talking spear points and bone fragments and all kinds of stuff that were down there. And they had been down there for some 30-plus years. It blew my mind that they could be down there that long and not be in a university or, and on and on. So it's another one of these mainstream narratives that they try and smear people with, like the welfare rancher thing. You know, there's no truth to that whatsoever. None. $8,000 they figured out he owed, and how many millions of dollars for these trials and the operations and shooting cattle. These false narratives are fitting an agenda that you and I have been talking about for a very long time. Agenda 21 is a part of that. I mean, they had
But Tom, you've been in jail. You've missed the Vegas shooting, the Texas shooting, the election of Donald Trump. There's a lot of stuff that you have missed, and apparently our Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General, Mr. Jeff Sessions, is now going forward with not yet indictments, but an investigation into Uranium One.
The
dealings going on with that. Harry Reid, Harry, he up and flew the coop when you were in jail. Really didn't give any real reason as to why he was doing this, except he wanted to spend time with his family. The ranchers out there.
Before he goes to prison, you mean?
Yeah, before he goes to prison. And this thing of them grabbing and selling off land for exactly what you said. The claim was that these ranchers were not paying their fees, so the BLM was out there trying to manage things, and these cattle ranchers. Which, by the way, folks, these cattle ranchers, it was in their best interest to have, and you have to see the land out there. It is a tough place to grow cows. So they had to keep that in tip-top shape just to be able to function as cattle ranchers. But a lot of them got their land sold right out from under them. And then we learn of the Uranium One deal, which, oddly, coincidentally, Tom, coincides with a lot of property that used to be owned by a lot of those ranchers, up to and including Mr. Bundy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So Absolutely. We have this collusion going on, and I'm surprised that they're still going to move ahead with the Bundy trial when all of this is...
It blows my mind.
Well, and you know, maybe they're not getting the memorandum, understanding memorandums out there. Because this thing is getting ready to blow sky high. Now, what is at the root of all this? And let's remind the listeners. What is at the basis of this is whose land is this anyway? The way this was set up when before Nevada or Utah or any other state out there was a state, it was a territory. This was land that was held in trust by the United States government with the proviso once they became a state, this land was to be ceded back to the newly formed states, and that was going to be it. That's not what happened. Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of acres are still under the tight-fisted control of the federal government, and this is a quote-unquote, I call it the range war, and it's not been bullets flying. Not yet, thank God. But this has been going on for more than a half a century.
Well, you know, I think that the statement that Ryan Bundy made in court that I talked to you about...
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about that. Let's go to break, and we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migraleaf.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Won't be out in the morning too, honey.
All right, we're back talking with Tom Lacovara, silently sitting in the background is Ron McDonald. Ron, you still awake?
I'm still awake, intently listening.
Hey, Ron, I'm sorry to take up so much of the time, brother.
You go for it. It's very interesting, Tom. Very interesting.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you, man.
We were at the point here talking about Harry Reid and Hillary.
Yep.
And the Uranium One deal, the property that was kind of. Should I say stolen or appropriated by the government so these deals could be made? They're already, Tom, starting to put out the narrative, oh, well, everybody was aware of this, and it was passed by this board, and there was no shenanigans going on. All the while that they're trying to bury Donald Trump with his collusion with Trump to rob Hillary Clinton of her presidency run. In the meantime, she was busy running Bernie Sanders out of town. So, you know, I mean, Tom, what I said on the program Friday, I said, and this is what I've been waiting for. The snake is starting to eat its own tail. Because when this thing really gets heated, you can bet your bottom dollar that for people, for protection, become witness, whatever the case may be, there's going to be people that are going to be squealing like stuck pigs.
Yeah.
and the control that the Clintons had, along with the Bushes and a myriad of other unsavory deals, is all going to come to light. And if I was Hillary right now, I'd be packing my bags, looking over my shoulder right now, going to some country that doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States. She is...
Maybe Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Wait a minute. I think there's... even though that they're protected rather well, Tom, by the high and mighty in this country, I think there's no extradition. I think there is extradition there. I think they can pull them off of Epstein Fantasy Island.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, you popped out of the can at the right time, my friend.
Well, I tell you, I was chomping at the bit with all of the news that was coming out. You'd mentioned the shooting in Texas, which I think was rather ironic that a man with his rifle ready within a minute's notice, literally the definition of a Minuteman, put an end to that shooter. Which, you know, all of the liberal media. They were at first blasting the Christians for praying and everything else. All of a sudden, they had to shut up and go away. Las Vegas, I don't know enough about to comment on, but
we don't either. We've seen some video, we've seen some reports, and some of those people that were in those reports are now dead. Big surprise.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah. And, of course, the FBI, and what was really obvious, and I think what hastened the news coverage of this or any subsequent follow-ups, was the fact that the sheriff out there really was not real comfortable with being a lackey for the feds. And the feds were standing there hawking him real hard during some press conferences, whispering in his ear, don't go there, whatever the case may be. He saw several things that were glaring. I mean, just... and he wanted to talk about them, and the Fed kept telling him to shut up.
Here's an interesting coincidence, right? I was in the federal prison, and somebody brought me Kathy O'Brien. Now, you remember Kathy O'Brien?
Oh, yes.
All right. She brought me her book, Transformation of America, and on, I think it was in the page 64... if I remember correctly. But anyway, she discusses the country music festival in Las Vegas, Nevada, that was completely permeated with CIA MK Ultra. I'm just saying, this was in her book, right? So I read that probably a few days after this thing took place. Now, of course, this book is you know, I don't know, what, 20 years old?
At least.
Yeah, something like that. But, I mean, it was interesting reading material there because, I mean, it's just, who knows? I don't like to speak about things I can't prove, but it was a very interesting coincidence.
Well, and also what has been transpiring, Kathy Griffin, she came out and made a fool of herself over Donald Trump, and now she is literally crying the blues that nobody will give her a job. And this whole thing, Tom, is starting to backfire on these people that I mean, there are ads literally running on CNN right now, paid ads, for the impeachment of Donald Trump, that all of what you heard about the man is true and he needs to be impeached. They were not prepared. They thought that this wisecracking New York guy didn't have a chance. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, I spent a little time going back through the debates and how he handled himself, and that was part of the charm of the guy, that he wasn't so charming, and he shot from the hip, and he said what he saw, and to him, you know, the truth varies from person to person, but as he saw it, he spoke his mind, and they couldn't handle that. And the press, Tom, actually believed that the fix was in good enough by them. They were totally shocked when he got the election. And they haven't...
Well, that's because these liberals live in their own little bubble, John. They actually believe a lot of the stuff they spew.
Well, I mean, Roy Moore, here's a guy had the timidity to demand that the Ten Commandments stay at the state house, and he got flack over that. He got castrated twice. I hate to use that term, but literally that's what they tried to do. as being
political castration.
Exactly, for being a Supreme Court justice and taking his stand for the constitutional and religious freedoms that people have and what this country used to be based on. You know, I don't think it was any accident, Tom, that we had 10 commandments and the founders came up with 10 amendments. I don't think there was any mischaracterizations going on there. And the very same people that came out against Donald Trump are the very same people that are coming after Judge Roy Moore. Now, here is the latest news. This latest accuser, her accusations are falling apart. His lead is increased down there, and it looks like he's going to win. We've even had Mitch McConnell last week, Tom, saying that, well, even if he does get the election down there, we're not going to seat him in the Senate. Who in the hell does this man think that he is? And this is part of the political rot. In Washington, they not only saw Donald Trump as being a threat, and now we're going to be seating senators and congressmen of the same ilk that want to talk about the Constitution, wants to point out to their respective houses, whether it be the Senate or the representative side, and what these guys are. I'll tell you what Roy Moore is. He is Ron Paul on steroids. And they are extremely uncomfortable. Now, everything is starting to unravel with the coup that tried to hijack this country, not only politically, but philosophically. They're starting to get their butts kicked at any given turn, and people are starting to get the idea, thank God, that by standing up and standing forthright and not to be intimidated, doing exactly that. They're standing, and they're walking, and they're talking.
Well, it was a little obvious to me where you come out with these allegations right before an election from 30 years ago. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah. 40 years ago. And the biggest crime, it's no crime in the state that he lives in. If you're 16 years old and you have the parents' permission, you can marry. Now, he was 31 years of age at the time, or so they said, and it first came out that this was a 14-year-old. Well, evidently that wasn't right. And evidently the story holds no water even of a 16-year-old, so the story morphs a little bit that, well, he was dating teenagers. That could have been 18, 19 years old. Now, I'm a 31-year-old man, and women outlive men by 10 years. Hey, mm-hmm. I'm just saying. But the people down there that knew him over a period of 40 years, his wife, his colleagues, his friends, the not-so-friendly people that had respect for him because of his position, these people aren't out there calling him a baby raper. They're saying, you know, I don't agree with some of his politics, but that he's a straight arrow.
The news that has come out in just the last few weeks is just incredible to me. I'm chomping at the bit to get back on radio.
Well, I bet you are, and we're looking forward to that. Well, look, Tom, I appreciate you coming on the program. You've got things lined up. There's a brand new house you're going to be able to go to. Studio is going to be built for you, and it's going to be a secure location, and everything is going to be hunky dory. Correct?
Yes. And I'd like to give a shout out to a very, very dear friend of mine, Sal, who is making a lot of that happen. God bless him.
All right.
You know, I have an incredible support there.
All right.
So
you had it down here in Texas, and things kind of, well, you ended up out there and you ended up in there, but you're not in there anymore and you're on your way back, and I cannot wait, because you have a particular point of view, because these are the people that you got to know yourself. Oh, and one other thing I wanted to ask you before you get out of here.
Okay.
This confidential informant.
I'll tell you what, John.
Yes.
John, why don't you let me call right back in? I can switch devices right now.
Okay.
And let me just jump off, and I'll be right back with you for just a few more minutes.
Okay, great.
That.
All right.
All
Wow.
This, you know what? This is going to be quite a sleigh ride. If half of what I think is going to happen happens to Hillary Clinton, to people like Harry Reid, for the people that, and we're going to be going into the pay-for-play Clinton Foundation, which you noticed, Ron, that she shut down almost immediately after losing the election.
Yes.
And started to try to cover her tracks, beating blackberries with hammers and bleaching and bleach bit. And 30,000 emails just came up missing. Yeah.
Well, you know, Donna Brazile is an example of someone saying, hey, don't look at me anymore. Here's what really happened here. You know, she's going to bring the Clintons down herself, well, amongst other people.
Yeah, well, it better not be Donna Brazile as being the lead testimony against Hillary Clinton, because this, what this Clinton family has done, both her and Billy, along with the Bushes for all of these years, a lot of this is going to start coming to light.
Well, I think Donna Brazile saw the writing on the wall and wanted to change her presence in the population with the American people. She just wanted to say, well, I had nothing to do with that. And she's one of the first that came out like that.
Well,
there'll be so many others.
Ron, Harry Reid saw it coming. That's why he got out of town.
Yes.
And, you know, I want to spend more time with my family. Do they allow live-in families in prisons now? I don't know. I don't think so. This has the capacity, if not handled correctly, to really go awry. A lot of people fear that it's going to affect the stock market too negatively. The thing that's been blown up and propped up beyond belief. You know, I'm starting again to wonder about Trump and the White House out there touting job gains, that next year they fully expect the unemployment rate in this country to drop below 4%. Now, I can understand politicizing and trying to keep a happy face on, but anybody that's been doing any of the tracking and the tracing of the bankers, the robber barons, all the associated people that have been on the takedown in this country, I mean, this thing has the capacity to pop. So if that is the case, I hope Mr. Trump has plan B, picks up the phone, calls the Treasury and said, look, we're going to be issuing new money to replace that of the Federal Reserve, dollar for dollar. Don't worry about it. Only this time around, are you paying attention, folks? He can do what John F. Kennedy did back in his tenure before they offed him, that they can once again print federal notes, non-interest-bearing money. That would be my plan B. You got Tom back? There he is. Okay, I got you, Tom.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I just had to switch devices, that's all.
That's all right. I wanted to ask you about the confidential informant, and did that have anything to do with Lavoie Finicum?
That's where I can't go because...
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No, that's... That's not a problem. I don't want to jeopardize anybody's defense that's now sitting in a federal can waiting for their turn.
You're not jeopardizing me. I just don't want to... There's two...
No. I didn't mean you, Tom. Yeah. You told me that there's going to be testimony that's given in court, and you don't want to tip a hand. That's what I was in reference to.
Yeah, that and a civil case with Jeanette Finicum. I don't want to jeopardize that. All I can tell people, though, for sure, 100%, that I have irrefutable, incontrovertible evidence that I can and will provide.
Well, and you know what? Maybe this federal judge has heard some rumblings and maybe heard some rumors. Maybe that's why Ryan was let out. Maybe that's why you have been let out.
It's possible. It's possible. You know, when you have people creating division, dissension, and instigating on that level, it's certainly not. It's not smart, and it doesn't. You know, even Lavoie, God rest his soul. The way the vehicle was shot, and then they lied about it. two FBI agents indicted over it. You know, I have to give credit where credit's due. They were indicted. I don't know how far that's gone because I've been in. But, you know.
Hey, Bill Clinton was impeached.
Yeah.
But he never left the White House, did he?
Well, that's true. But this is, that was kind of something there. That was historic in a lot of ways. You know, if you look back to many different movements that have occurred where there has been a loss of life and, you know, the government's been on one side and the people on the other, we haven't seen anyone at all. I mean, I hate to see, two guys who just happened to try and, they lied about it, and that's where it stops. Because, you know, obviously they were following orders from someone.
By the way,
go
ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't have any evidence to go any further. So I just report what I know.
By the way, I just got an email from PJ Martin here. He says, God bless Tom Lacovere. He's a mighty man to survive what's been done to him. An example of the police state he is in. I asked Range Magazine, C.J. Hadley, to send back issues to Tom Lacovere a year ago in prison. The prison sent them back to them.
Yeah, they weren't giving me anything like that.
No. Well, that's because Range Magazine is well-read by a lot of ranchers out there, and they didn't want you reading any stories about what C.J. Hadley was writing about.
I bet.
Well, and they just did that. I'm sure, Tom, they just did that for your good because they didn't want you to be upset when you're locked in solitary.
Of course.
By the way, do you have something that you wanted to read?
I do. Ryan Bundy's opening statement from Las Vegas from the 15th of November, 2017. Thanks to jurors for being here. This is a powerful statement, John. Told you a little bit about myself at voir dire, but I'd like to introduce myself a little more and tell you about my heritage and how that affects my case. He held up a picture of his family at this point, and he left it up throughout his statement. This is my ID, not my driver's license. This is who I am, a man with a family, and I'll do whatever it takes to provide for them. I want you to picture in your minds you're out on their land. I'll take you to our ranch. You can see all the beauty of the land, the fresh air, sunset, sunrises, the brush. You're on a horse in front of the cattle. Place yourself there. Feel the freedom out of the congestion of cars. That's how I was raised. Playing in the river, we were called river rats, and that's where my life began, and I hope it ends. My family has been on that land 141 years. My pioneer ancestors settled there in 1877. There was nothing there. They carved out a living. They brought a horse and wagon, some provisions. This case the government mentioned is not about rights, but it is. Those rights do mean something. Rights are created through beneficial use. When my ancestors arrived, undoubtedly the horse would need a drink, so they led him to the water, and that is beneficial use. The horse and perhaps a cow that had been led behind the wagon needed to eat some brush in the hills. That is beneficial use. That established rights. The water rights are real. So real, the state of Nevada has water rights registry, including livestock watering rights. A law was created to protect those rights. The water rights that my father owns were first registered in 1891 by the state of Nevada. The state of Nevada is important, a sovereign state, its own unit, which entered into the Union. It entered equal to the original states. It is in its own entity, and state laws are important. My family and I are charged with some grievous things, and they are not true, and evidence will show that they are not force, manipulation, extortion. Oh, God, no. Quite the contrary. My family is not a violent family, and I am not a violent man. For 20-plus years, we turned to local law enforcement. Rights are real property. The fact is that we create government to protect these rights. To have rights, you must claim, use, and defend. Man only has rights he is willing to claim, use, and defend. There is a difference between rights and privileges. Rights you own, privileges afforded, like renting or owning a house. Government asserts there are no rights, only privileges. And unless we pay, we can't be there. The state of Nevada says differently. These are my father's rights. Everything we have comes from the land. That is wealth, not the dollar bill or the Federal Reserve note in my ad lib. The things we use all come from the land. Who controls the land controls the wealth. We create government to preserve and serve us. These are some of the beliefs of my family, that we have said that we will do whatever it takes to defend is not a threat, it's a statement. Being right here before you today is part of doing whatever it takes. The Founding Fathers pledged whatever it would take, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to defend these rights. With the evidence, you will see that is what we were doing. There was no conspiracy to impede, to harm, but to protect our heritage that our pioneer ancestors established. We were attacked, surrounded by what appeared to be mercenaries, snipers pointed directly at me. You will hear a report from a sniper that he was keeping watch of me in my van with my wife and my two daughters. Our ranch, children are always welcome. It's a place to play, play in the river, the pond, chase or hunt rabbits, burn your toes in the hot sand. In summer, always free. Never before did we feel like someone was always watching. In early spring of 2014, we felt like someone was always watching. The dogs were watching the hills. When you're always with a dog, you get to know what they are saying with their bark. You can tell by their bark what they are seeing. Surveillance cameras were on one hill, but the dog looking at another and growling. He started tearing up at this point. This is not what America is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a land of liberty. The Founding Fathers fought and bled so we wouldn't have to, and now we find ourselves in a similar situation. They say this issue is over grazing fees. It's terrible, and he must be a freeloader. It's only rhetoric, and I'll tell you why. You don't pay rent when you own your home. We own those rights. Not the land. I know we don't owe the land, but access. You and your others have rights on that land. We own the water and grazing rights. We don't pay rent for something we own. The BLM was formed in 1960. Our rights were established in 1877, long before the BLM. The original states own 100% of their land, and all the states were to come on equal footing. The crux of the issue is, are we a state or not? They say grazing is a privilege, that they can revoke and charge fees. If it's only a matter of money, it's no problem. In fact, Mr. Whipple showed a copy of a check made out to Clark County. If the whole purpose is to show we owe a fee, then we'll pay to the proper owner of the land. That was not the only check written to Clark County. We sent several. Also, in Clark County, there were 53 ranchers who owned rights. There's only one single rancher left on the range, my father. The BLM is not gaining revenue. It's not important to them. My father could see they were there to manage him out of business. It's not about grazing fees. In the BLM office, there were signs that read, listen to this carefully, people, no more moo by 92 and cattle free by 93. If that, folks listening out there, if that does not prove that there was an underlying agenda just by that being on their wall, I don't know what else does. They cannot claim that this was merely over fees. If it were only about grazing fees, he goes on to say, the fees would have been under $100,000 over 25 years. It is rumored, it may not be seen in evidence, but it is rumored that they spent $6 million on the operation, talking about rounding up the cattle. Who spends that and court costs rumored to be over $100 million to collect $100,000? What is this about? Court orders. They say my father had an opportunity in the courts.
Tom, hold it. That point right there. We've got to take top of the hour break. We got an ID here.
Gotcha.
Hang on. Ron McDonald, so far silent. We'll get him talking in the second hour. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.